Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Oh, my pleasure, Ruby.
Now, let's be honest. Was this kind of inevitable?
Well, I think it's inevitable that the coalition will have yet another attack on public education. And to be honest, over the last 20 years, both Labor and the coalition at a state level have seen TAFE as pretty much a boxing bag, which has been very badly hit by a kind of pro-market ideology, which wants to see TAFE as just yet another one of a raft of competitive vocational providers. So, you know, I think it was inevitable there'd be another attack from the coalition, although I think the idea of moving towards a HECS-based student debt scheme for TAFE, I don't think people necessarily saw this particular attack coming.
Right, of course. And I mean, what do you think is the motivation behind this?
The obvious motivation with going to a sort of long-term debt model for student fees for TAFE is to enable the state government to substantially increase the fees they charge for students and hopefully still see students come in the door, because those students will be put onto a debt structure like we have with HECS, which they'll be paying off, you know, 10, 20, 30 years in the future. So it's a way of masking a raft of future very significant fee rises and still having people come through the door in TAFE. And we've seen that federally. You know, when HECS first came in, the debts that the original first few years of students, the first few years of students accrued, were a fraction of what we're seeing the kind of debts now through the HECS scheme federally.
Of course. And I mean, how do you think this might affect TAFE enrollment coming into this decade?
I don't think there's any doubt that saddling students with, you know, substantial additional long-term debt is going to discourage students from enrolling in courses at TAFE. And I've got to say, TAFE is going to be one of these critical skills providers that we have over the next 5, 10, 20 years as we transition our economy away from a more carbon-intensive economy to a carbon-neutral economy. And where are people going to learn the skills to install the renewable energy, to maintain the renewable energy projects? Where are they going to have the skills to build those new regional economies we're going to need to take over from the coal-based mining sector economies? The place that you would hope that they learn those skills and help build those new regional economies is TAFE. Mm. But of course, if an apprentice is told, well, sign on to TAFE, by the way, there's going to be a $30,000 debt that you'll pay back as soon as you start earning more than $35,000 per annum, a lot of you know, potential apprentices are going to say, well, bugger that, I don't want to start you know, my career with a $30,000 debt, when I know that my first, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years in the industry are going to be paid apprentice wages.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, TAFE was once applauded for its high quality in education relevant to multiple areas of the workforce, as well as its accessibility. And, you know, like many people who struggled with traditional education went to TAFE, and it's kind of the sole reason they can put food on the table and access uni, and they're quite lucky. But, you know, how many more people do you think are going to fall through the cracks?
We often talk about, you know, equality of opportunity. That's what the coalition parties, you know, the right in politics likes to talk about, the equality of opportunity as their kind of mantra. Everyone has a chance, you know, they can start in humble backgrounds, and we all have some sort of equal chance, allegedly, to you know, build a secure economic future for ourselves. Well, that's just not true. But one of the pathways that's traditionally been available for people to you know, break potentially generational cycles of poverty, to sort of lift themselves up and get that economic freedom and control, has been TAFE. A no fee, free universal TAFE system has been one of those pathways, and I would suggest a far more crucial pathway even than university, for people to you know, to have that ability to create their own economic future. And once we start putting in more fees, more debt, we discourage the very people who need to access TAFE from enrolling. And traditionally, TAFE in New South Wales, I mean, you go back 20 years, and we had international delegations come into Australia to study the kind of magic that we had here with TAFE. It was comprehensive, it was universal, it was linked to career paths that were going to guarantee people jobs, solid jobs when they left. People came to Australia to study our TAFE. Now, we are desperately looking around the world to try and find a model to rescue TAFE, and that's been because of this bizarre, destructive commitment to competition forces where public money is being bid between universal public TAFE and a bunch of private providers, many of them with much, much lower quality service than TAFE.
Absolutely. And I mean, like, you know, as you mentioned, 20 years ago, our social work services, a lot of our public services were lorded over around the world. Mm. And a lot of it came from TAFE. So it's so strange that this is happening.
Well, I mean, you would have thought that industry would get in the ear of a coalition government and say, well, actually, can you please stop dismantling TAFE? Because we actually need people with critical skills that they can rely upon to, you know, fill the needs of industry. I mean, that as a Greens MP, that's not my belief that should be the beginning and the end of the purpose of TAFE. I think it's also about empowering and enriching individuals. But even from just an industry perspective, you would think that there would be some pushback against this ongoing dismantling of TAFE by the coalition government, and I've got to say before that by the Labor government. But I think one of the other issues that gets constantly raised with me as I travel around and talk to people, especially in the regions, about the role of TAFE, big employers will say to me, well, look, we used to be able to depend upon the apprentices and the certificates that were being generated by TAFE, you know, the diplomas and the certificates and the quality of the training being provided by TAFE. But increasingly, because TAFE is having to compete against much lower fee private institutions that have very substandard courses and substandard teaching, the quality in TAFE is suffering as well. And so industry is saying, look, even when we get someone who comes with, you know, maybe a Cert 3, Cert 4 diploma, we just can't rely upon them having the same level of skills as they used to have 20 or 30 years ago. The quality in vocational sector across the board is suffering, and it's suffering because of this ideological commitment to everything being in a competitive marketplace.
Absolutely. Now, last but certainly not least, what do you see as a more effective way of improving not only TAFE attendance and facilities, but also outcomes?
The most obvious thing we can do to bolster and support TAFE is say that all of the public funds that are going towards vocational training should now be concentrated in TAFE. In New South Wales, around about 68 to 70% of the public funds goes towards TAFE. Federally, it's less than that of the federal funds that go towards TAFE. The rest of it is siphoned off to often for-profit private providers in the vocational sector. And what we need to say to those private providers is, okay, over the next 12 months, we're going to transition all of the public funding back into TAFE. We're going to invest in rebuilding TAFE, and we're going to also have universal no-fee access to TAFE courses. We do those two things, and we will begin to see the necessary rebuilding that we need in TAFE. We will get the universal provision of vocational services back. And I've got to say, it'll give the teachers and the staff at TAFE that much-needed boost that finally the government's on their side.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, David. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
My pleasure, Ruby. And I don't think this is a pipe dream. Yeah. I think that we can build the campaign to get to that universal fee-free TAFE, and I think it's kind of essential.
Absolutely.